New regulations introduced under Ontario's Pension Benefits Act define new plan administrator obligations. On November 27, 2014, the Government of Ontario filed Ontario Regulation 235-14, which introduces changes to the existing regulations under the Pension Benefits Act, the Act. These changes impose new requirements on plan administrators with respect to the disclose of information, CPAMP requirements, and commuted value transfers. I former members and retirees now entitled to biennial statements. Effective January 1, 2015. Plan administrators are now required to provide biennial statements to former and retired members, covering much of the same information as the annual statements to current members for pension plans registered on or before January 1, 2015. The first of these statements must be provided no later than July 1, 2017. For those pension plans registered after January 1, 2015, the first statement must be provided within 18 months after the end of the plan's first fiscal year. Subsequent statements must be provided every 2 years, within 6 months after the plan's fiscal year end. 2. New CPAMP requirements. On January 1, 2016, new requirements related to a plan's statement of investment policies and procedures, CPAMP, will come into effect. CPAMP's must include information about whether and how environmental, social and governance, ESG, factors are incorporated into the plan's investment policies and procedures. Plan administrators will be required to file the CPAMP. For most Ontario registered pension plans, CPAMP must be filed with FSCO by March 2, 2016, 60 days after January 1. Any amendments to the CPAMP must be filed within 60 days of the amendment. The regulations will be further amended to clarify that, although the assets of a pension plan must be invested in accordance with both the applicable CPAMP and federal investment regulations, wherever there is a conflict, the federal regulations will prevail. 3. New information to be included on all member, former member, and retiree statements. As of July 1, 2016, annual statements to members, as well as biennial statements to former and retired members, must disclose the following information. That the plan administrator is required to establish a CPAMP in respect of the plan's portfolio of investments and loans, and any information about incorporated ESG factors. That the plan administrator is required to make the CPAMP available to members free of charge and will provide such copies by mail or electronically upon receipt of a written request, and that members are entitled to inspect the most recent CPAMP at the office of the Superintendent of Financial Services and make a written request to have a copy provided by mail or electronically. 4. Commuted value transfers must be administered in accordance with PBA and regs. The regulations have been amended to clarify that plan administrators may not transfer the commuted value of a pension or deferred pension into a prescribed retirement savings arrangement or for the purchase of a life annuity except where the transferee agrees to administer the amount according to the Act and its regulations. If you have any questions about the new regulation and how it affects the administration of your pension plan, feel free to contact our office for additional information and guidance. Many thanks to Jennifer Bernardo for her assistance in preparing this article.